Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, how have you been faring with the heat like it's been and with the 4th of July parade? I'm sure you are out and about. I hope you and all of the animals have been managing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we played it a little differently for the 4th of July parade. It was a good parade there right down in right around the Capitol. If you've never been part of it, next year show up because the enthusiasm for that particular parade, both from the organizers and for the people that are there, is definitely second to none. So, but we decided quickly enough when the temperatures were this warm this week not to specifically involve the parade of pets, you know, and for anyone that's got a dog or a cat that would otherwise spend a lot of time outside, now's the time to take heed. So we did bring our own personal pets, but they were in an air-conditioned car, so that worked out okay.
Well, there you go.
And as far as the rest of the week, it's paradise at Preuss's, so the advantage of working a lot of hours is I'm inside where it's perfect temperature.
Nice and air-conditioned.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
that is a warning to people that it's one thing to take your animal in the vehicle with you when you're going to be with it the entire time, but this is not the week to have your animal with you in a car because it is just way too hot for these animals, and frankly you even have to be careful about letting them outside and spending a lot of time outside without them having access to water or some ability to cool themselves down.
Later in the show we're going to have Mike Morgan on the show, and he's quite the dog expert, but the specific points he wanted to make. He got to witness a parade right there in Eaton Rapids.
Right.
And the one thing that he noticed is sometimes that individuals don't realize it, but if the dogs are walking barefoot, and we have to give respect to that if they're going to be on sidewalks or pavement, and more importantly, just overall, how do you keep a dog cooled down and how do you keep him feeling more comfortable? Comment a little bit about that.
Right.
You know, basically where they need to be wet and how they need to be wetted down.
Well, the key thing is if you're on asphalt, that's going to heat up in the sun, and you got to be able to cool those paws down, whether it's a dog or a cat, and somehow figure out a way to just keep them cool throughout the day. Although the best way,
Not put them on it.
Keep them in an air-conditioned house.
But even then, he was saying, you know, spraying down the chest, spraying down the feet and whatnot for whatever limited time they need to be out in that type of scenario.
Right.
When I was in the parade, there was a woman with her dog right there watching. She had a water dish right in front of the dog. So there was no parching at all. You know, it's whenever. And that's my wife. When we ever take the dogs out for a walk, it might be around the block, but she brings water with her.
Yeah, you got to have it. You got to keep these dogs well. Well, Rick, in addition to talking with Mike about all of the dog training as well as police and drug dog training, we also have a first-time guest coming on the show, Paige Yaxley, who has founded Hospice for Michigan State University. God, I can't ever say it. Michigan State University's Veterinary School.
Yeah.
And frankly, she's offering a wonderful service for people who may have a sick dog but don't necessarily want to euthanize them. They never knew that there was an in-between step, and now thanks to Paige, there is.
Yeah, she had a particular encounter with her own dog and had to go through those same very difficult choices that you and I would have to if we had our own pet dog, and eventually you had to end its life. And through that whole process, she was, I can't remember, but either a vet student or graduated from vet school at the time. And even her peers would have a hard time kind of connecting and understanding and how to relate to somebody that's gone through that. And so she used that energy and really, you know, inspired her to kind of create the hospice program right there at Michigan State University. And the great thing about Michigan State University Vet School is they listened,
right,
to a relatively young, just aspiring veterinary rather than somebody that's been around for, you know, 30 years with the program.
Well, it's a good thing that she did, because the level of empathy she has is completely obvious. And it was wonderful that we could get her in, although we had to get her in a little bit earlier than when we usually record. So, Rick, you may sound long distance because you were on the phone with us during that, but that's okay. It was a great interview, and then with Mike Morgan. So that's where we're going to go this morning on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.